Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 25th of September, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's a public access Unix system, and if you're not familiar with it, you can direct your web browser to sdf.org to learn more about it. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from this conference if you do not want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois. And I'm my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items that we like people to give when they check in. Of course, if you don't have an SDF username, leave that out. Anyway, this net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu GMT UTC, whatever you like to call it, on Echolink Note 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. All these many years, I think it's about 5 or 6 years now. Thank you, Michael. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And once again, I couldn't think of a really good ham-specific topic this week, but I don't know if I mentioned this here before. I know I mentioned it in other venues, but about 3 weeks ago, I tested positive for COVID and got medication for it, and it was a non-event. I had maybe one night, maybe two nights, when I was having cold symptoms, runny nose, fever, you know, the typical stuff. No big deal. So I consider myself. I got out. I was lucky. I got off easy, but. I know that some people don't get off so easy. So if you have an experience with COVID that was more interesting, then I think we would like to hear about it. On the other hand, maybe everybody is so bored with the subject, we don't. Huh. We'll find out. Anyway, any other topic is also fair game. If there's something on your mind, feel free to bring it up. Now, let me reset the timer. So I'm looking at the dashboard, and all the call signs on there are regulars, and there are not that many of them, so I think this might be a short net. I see the NB0X-L gateway. I don't know if that's, if anybody out there can check the DMR to see. I just see a new user popped in. Yeah, I'll wait a few seconds for him to hear the welcome message. Let me just jot that down. So, I see N6TW, VK6BQQ, PY2BIL, VE6UX, and the latest one here, KD9NDJ. So, Ken, I was just saying that I see that the NB0X-L gateway is active this week. And but we don't know if it has been fixed. So anyone who has DMR capability or All-Star capability might want to give that a try if possible. Okay, so I guess it's time to go down the list. And first one is VK6BQQ. Reg?
AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Yeah, good morning from Western Australia. Looks like a very nice day out here today, so not sure what the temperature really is, but the sun's really coming through, so all is good. Great to hear you in, sir. VK6BQQ Australia. Good morning.
Okay, thank you, Reg. Good to hear from you, as always. Next on my list is N6TW.
This is N6TW, Noah in Livermore, California. SDF username MPE. We have a lot of experiences with COVID, but I think the big experience we have is that members of our family that weren't vaccinated, we lost several of them, and everyone that was vaccinated had relatively minor symptoms, and while there may be lingering issues, everyone lived. So my strong advice there is, if you haven't gotten vaccinated or gotten your booster, get it. But I think I'm probably speaking to the choir here. And on a happier note, I would be very interested in what people thought of mounting dipoles in trees, in particular pulley systems. I just got an arborist throw rope, and so I'm going to put a couple of dipoles up in my local trees, and I'd love to hear what people have to say there. N6TW.
Okay, thank you, Noah. Well, you know, I do not have a whole lot of experience with putting up HF dipoles. I live on a tiny lot, so I don't have any big HF antennas. But pretty much every June, our club goes out to a local park and does field day, and we throw up dipoles in a lot of very old-growth trees. And this is just a temporary operation, so we use a spud gun to launch a leader string to pull the actual antenna up into the tree, and after 24 hours we just pull it all down and go home. But I have thought about, if I ever wanted to put up a wire dipole between some trees, I would definitely want to use a pulley system so that it could be taken down, or if it got brought down by, say, a storm, that it could always be put back up again relatively easily without having to do a lot of climbing of trees or launching of sort of a ballistic approach. Anyway, I'm open to anyone else who would like to comment on that subject, and let me just recognize, gosh, what is it? That's Hotel Kilo 4 Kilo Mike. Okay, I think, is that Honduras maybe? Let me make a note of that, HK4KM. All right, I have you on my list as a check-in. I'll come back to you in turn there, Guillermo. All right, next on my list turns out to be the other Guillermo, PY2BIL.
Hi, everyone. This is Guillermo, the other one, Bill, PY2BIL, out of São Paulo in Brazil. So my SDF username is G. Cremary, and I guess that's all you want to know. Yeah, so I'm sorry about that glitch. So, yeah, I was thinking about your question, COVID-related, so I'm glad that you're over it and you're feeling better, or totally good now. So, yeah, I had it in November. I was down for about 5 days, a lot of coughing going on, but nothing else. I have my vaccines, my boosters, and all that. So yeah, my wife brought it home. And we, the three of us living here under the same roof, had it. So yeah, but I was probably the worst. My son was okay. My wife was okay. I had this 5 days of coughing. But everything is okay, too. So yeah, from the amateur radio perspective, nothing new and exciting going on here. Usual stuff. A little bit of packet radio, a little bit of DMR, chit-chatting with friends across the globe through DMR. That's about it. Back to you, Wayne, AB9FJ from PY2BAL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. And yes, I'm glad that you and your family all survived the virus in good shape there. Although, you know, 5 days, that's bad enough. Wouldn't want to do that too often. But that reminds me that now I have a decision to make. Up here in the state, they're encouraging everybody to get another booster, but I think I'm going to postpone any more vaccination shots. My understanding is that after an actual infection with the virus, your immune system mounts a response to it, an initial response, and then there's kind of a, well, I compare it to undergraduate education, all right? That's what happens when your immune system confronts the virus and figures out what kind of antibodies it needs to deal with it. But then there's kind of the graduate school of the immune system. The I think it's the B cells and maybe the T cells of the immune system. They kind of, after the initial infection has been fought off, they kind of gather in your lymph nodes. I think they're called germinal centers or something like that. And they kind of compare notes. I'm anthropomorphizing the hell out of this, but they kind of get together and compare notes, and they see, you know, which one of us made the best antibodies. And the ones that win out, those are the ones that are going to be hanging around for the future. And the ones whose antibodies maybe weren't so good, they can retire and go live on the farms upstate somewhere. So that happens like a few months after the initial infection, like 3 months, something like that. So I think what I'm going to do is wait at least 4 months before I get any more booster immunizations in order to allow my little immune system to have their little graduate school colloquia, seminars, whatever, and do their thing before I hit them again with another COVID assault in the form of a vaccine. Anyway, I'm rambling here. Let's see if any new stations have joined us. So next on my list is VE6UX.
Hey, B9FJ, VE6UX. Yeah, I got COVID, at least I think I did, November, December of last year. I think it darn near killed me. It pushed my kidneys into failure mode and a few other nice things. I have lupus, and kidneys are always bad with lupus. That's why a certain young gal that was a girlfriend of a certain Canadian singer ended up losing her kidneys was because of lupus. The other thing that I have is a very bad lungs from the lupus. I get pleurisy, which is a hole between the lung and the lining of my chest often, and I think I had about a fist-sized hole because of the COVID. Vaccines will protect you against versions of that you haven't got protection against. Not every version is the same. I'm not giving up the COVID vaccine just because I've had COVID before. So that's the way I think anyway. The weather here, 20 degrees, we're starting that. That's about 68 Fahrenheit. We're starting that slide into winter. We probably will be sitting at minus temperatures Celsius anyway before the end of September, at least by the beginning of our middle of October, and by December we should be sliding down into the below zero in the Fahrenheit range as well. So that's the way it is. My user SDF username is Tabalaya. It's a nickname that pretty much isn't being used by anybody else for anything else, so I've managed to grab all the email addresses and stuff that I need for that particular name. Outside of that, not a whole lot going on here. It has been a really nice day. Had to drive around, do some shopping, etc. Only have 2 days off this week, and until I get back to my short weeks again, we have people on holidays. Lammy Brick. And for people that don't know, I work in a robotics shop, Soul Robotics, and a electronics store, which is Active Tech, which is very much like an advanced Radio Shack. do a little bit of engineering, a little bit of building. Solar Robotics builds things creates things, and quite a bit of sales. So VE6UX, back to AB9FJ and the rest of that. Thank you very much for running the net, Wayne.
Okay, Michael, and thank you for joining us there, and I'm glad you survived that ordeal with the virus last November. And I don't mean to suggest that I have changed my mind about vaccination. I'm entirely on board with that. It's just that I'm trying to optimize between the protection provided by vaccination along with the protection provided by my innate immune system. So trying to maximize the gain from both of them together. Okay, let's see who's next on my list there. First, I don't see any news stations, so next on my list is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, everybody on the group, in the net. This is KD9NDJ. I'm Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. My SDF username is KDB. Good to hear everybody. I want to respond to Noah, who's doing the same thing I'm doing, contemplating putting an HF antenna up in trees. I'm waiting for the leaves to fall so I can see what branches I'm up against. And I may want to put up a mast to get my orientation right, because I've already got an HF antenna in one orientation, more or less oriented east to west, and I want to try a north to south orientation as much as I can. So yeah, that's coming up. I'm honoring it. I love the fall. The fall is my favorite season, as a matter of fact. It's very colorful. I've got a gig going where I'm going to play bass in the pit down at Krannert, which is our local venue for the University of Illinois. So I've got some rehearsing to do. And I'm also paying attention to this COVID outbreak. Everybody down at Krannert is still masked up, so I'm going to follow suit and also try to get a booster. I'm with you, Wayne, 100%. I think your monitoring of it and your reasoning is marvelous, especially the academic analogy you put forward. That's probably just about right. But for me, I haven't had it yet. I don't want it. I don't want to be anywhere near it. So I want the booster. So I have to look into that. That's all I got, KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you, Ken. And good luck with the concert at Krannert. I hope that goes well. And a little bit of extra information, perhaps more than anybody wanted to know, but my suspicion is that I picked up the COVID virus because just 1 week before, I was hospitalized with a urinary tract infection. So I spent 3 nights in the hospital under observation with IV antibiotics. There was a concern that that I might go septic and might require some very heroic efforts to keep me alive. So I'm really suspicious that I might have picked up the virus from the time I spent in the emergency room and the hospital, that, you know, those days before. So hospitals, they're a bad place to go. They're full of sick people. Anyway, let's see, who's next? Oh yes, HK4 KM, and I did not recognize that call sign first, but I looked up in the log here, and that's not a new call sign. Guillermo has checked in a couple of times before. So, hi Guillermo, I don't know if you picked up on it, but we don't really have a particular ham topic this week, except perhaps the subject of putting up dipoles in trees, and the non-ham topic that I came up with was COVID, because I just got over a case of that a couple of weeks ago. So anyway, Guillermo, welcome back to our little net here, and it's time for you to check in.
Okay, good evening, everyone. It's been a long time, Wayne, since I was last on here. I did try to get you all on DMR, and it's still on, but I don't hear anything, so I guess it's not working. Okay, this is HK4KM. My name is Guillermo. I'm in the city of Medellin in Colombia, South America. I haven't been very active on radio lately because of we're building a new house, and I've been pretty busy with that. My son and I have been building cabinets and putting up a lot of things at the house of the new house. So, and new antennas will go up also. And I heard some talk about antennas and trees. That's one of the planned ones. So that's about all that. The new house is like 2,300 meters elevation. That's over 7,500 feet. Conditions are excellent, so I hope to be able to make a lot of contact from there. And respecting COVID, I did have it, and we all had it here. And that was the worst 4 days I've ever had. But then I got over it, and although I did lose my sense of smell, now the smell is back with a passion. So things do tend to get fixed in the long run, I would think. So back to you, Wayne, and thanks for letting me in, and hi to everyone who's on here.
All right. Okay, Guillermo. Yeah, you're welcome anytime. You want to come back here, and I'm glad you survived that and got your sense of smell back. That happens to a lot of people. I don't know that many personally who have reported that, but I know that it is a thing that happens to quite a few people. And yeah, like I say, good. It's good that you got your sense of smell back. That going the rest of your life without it, that would have been a bummer. Ah, but anyway, good luck with your new abode way up there in the clouds. Yeah, you should be able to do some nice DX up there. So thank you for joining us, and let me see if any new, I don't see any new call signs. So at this point, I think everybody has had a chance to speak. So if you would like to add something to what you said before, please call now.
PY2BIL, recheck.
PY2BIL, go ahead.
Thanks, Wayne. When I had my turn, I forgot to answer Noah's question. So I just have one little piece of advice. I haven't done a lot of those, and I haven't done them in a permanent way. But I did a few temporary ones. And one thing that you need to be aware is that trees move, right? And they bend and all that. So make sure that you don't tie the ends of the antenna to the trees. Just make some sort of a pulley system and put some rope at the end with a weight on it, right, so that when the tree moves, your antenna doesn't break, right? So that's all I had for you, Noah. Back to you, Wayne. This was PY2BAO.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. That's good advice. That was what I was thinking about when I imagined how I would put up a dipole between a couple of trees. Have a couple of weights going through a pulley so that the dipole would never be solidly attached to anything like a tree that might be blowing in the wind. Let's pass it over to N6TW and see if he has anything to add.
N6TW? No, this is all really great advice. Yeah, I've been looking at pulley systems, and so yeah, that's definitely what I'm going to do. So right now I've got a pine tree and two deciduous trees that are leaning into my lot that I'm going to use. Right now I've got an infed half wave sort of haphazardly strung in a box configuration plus a 5BTV, but I don't have enough room for radials on the 5BTV, so it's not as good as the wire antenna on the lower band. And so next I've got one of the optimized G5 RVs, and that's going to go in the pine tree. And then I've got a 20-meter dipole that's going to go in one of the deciduous trees. I think I can get up to 40 feet on the G5RV. I'm going to go for about 30 on the 20-meter. N60W, over.
Okay, sounds good. Good luck with doing that. I'm checking the dashboard here again, and no new call signs. And we're coming up on the 28 or 29 minute mark here. This is about the time that on some occasions that the HAM conference joins us, and we hear from some of the other stations from down under. So I guess I'm going to drag my feet a little bit in case they arrive. So do we have any other rechecks or additional comments?
KG9NDJ with a recheck.
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I'm with Noah. I definitely use a pulley where possible. I have a pulley on my wire antenna. And I did not use a pulley, but I used a system of ropes to put up the last dipole I had up. And unfortunately, we had this a very strong storm blow through here, and broke a tree branch off on top of it, which took down the wire, broke the wire, blah, blah, blah. So I wasn't able to save it, although I've got a bunch of wire, but it's not going to be electrically correct anymore, so I'm starting over. But, yeah, ropes, pulleys, all that's good stuff. So KD9NDJ, back to net.
Okay, well, good luck with that. I see there's some chat going on here. I should check that periodically. There's Michael and Noah are in there chatting. All right, that's all good. There was something on the tip of my tongue. Yes. I noticed that the audio view meter here in Echolink has me up around 60 to 70 to 80% here. So is my audio level like much improved over previous weeks? Maybe Reg, have you been monitoring what my audio level sounds like? If John shows up all of a sudden, is he going to say that I'm too low?
AB9FJ in the group, BK6PQQ, well, your audio has been exceptional, so whatever you've done is absolutely fantastic.
Well, that's the thing. I haven't done anything at all, so I don't know what's up. I don't know, phase of the moon or something. Anyhow, do we have any more rechecks? Okay, sounds like we're running out of steam here this week. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I cannot think of anything else. So let me make one final last call for additional comments or rechecks.
KD9NDJ with a quickie.
Okay, Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, Wayne, I'm with Reg. Your audio is superb. If you've done nothing, then it's just gremlins. But you sound great, KD9NDJ.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I have fiddled with the audio output a little bit because I have a little bit of issues with my laptop here on that, but that wouldn't affect the microphone. So, I don't know. In the coming months, I'll be moving to a new QTH, and we'll start all over again, perhaps, with issues about my audio. So stay tuned for that. Okay, so let's see. Where am I in my script here? I usually, at this point, ask for volunteers to be additional net controls, or I also mentioned that you can subscribe to the newsletter, the mailing list. But I think everybody here knows all of that already. So I will simply say that this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, let's call it 033 Zulu. Oh, where's my list here? Okay. If you would like to give the 31650 DMR talk group a try. I don't know. I guess it takes two people to prove that it's working. I wouldn't hold my breath. Or you can go on to SDF and go into COM and join us in the Anon radio room. So this is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73.
Okay, Wayne. Thanks a lot for the net tonight. Bye to everyone. I'll try and be back more often. So I did try you on I did try the group on 31 66 650, and it's still on, but I don't hear anyone. So I don't hear anything. So good night to everyone. Good morning wherever you are. Have a good one. 73 from HK4KM in Colombia.
And thank you, Guillermo.